We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, the Crown Prince of Charisma. Of course, Addy, the Crown Prince of Prick.
Prince Pricky.
Pricky.
Prince Pricky.
Prince Pricky. Take a selfie.
Huh? That's fucking retarded.
So we're back on the air and in your ear.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. We're back on the air because Mo is queer. That rhymes.
Not really.
But
I tried to put it together and not really a rhyme.
Well, now the festival of the summer is past us.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about...
The champion of night, though. It's almost here.
It is almost here. Just 4 short weeks away.
Really?
I think it's like September 23rd.
Oh.
Yeah.
That seems like really fast.
Yeah. Well, no, it's really long. Because how are they going to build for that?
Because you mean the build is done?
I believe the build is done.
Yeah. Now just, like, show reruns for Raw from 1998?
I think you just show, actually, reruns of Bonanza.
Hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
But as,
is war.
See?
There you go.
It fits. But I do think now that the festival is over and we were looking at some fantastic 5 out of 10 performances on that network pay-per-view.
What? Huh? What are you talking about? 5 out of 10?
Yeah, Summerfest.
Yeah.
5 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, we didn't love it.
Yeah, no. Raw, on the other hand.
Loved.
Fucking great.
Yep.
I mean, the producer and I, we're going to watch Fear the Walking Dead.
Uh-huh.
A little late. It was on. Rod already's been on for like an hour and a half or something, an hour and 15 minutes. And we're going to watch
Fear the Walking Dead already a day old.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I had been missing a loony.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a dollar short.
Mm-hmm.
But what I looked at was, okay, if we watch this, I can catch up.
A loony is a Canadian dollar.
Yeah, take off, eh? But I thought that I can catch up to Raw in like half an hour.
Yeah,
on the
PBR. Usually.
And so I'm like, well, let me just catch up. And then we can watch
Fear the Walking Dead. I like to say cat soup.
Yeah, cat soup.
Yeah.
And then come back and is it Chipotle ketchup?
JR's.
JR's Chipotle ketchup. But I think that what I was looking at is, okay,
we're still fucking talking?
So then it was like an hour and 15 minutes later.
I know, for you to finish this,
we're still
watching.
We're still watching. I'm like, it's been fucking good. And at that very moment, I said, it's been fucking good.
Yeah.
Xavier Woods comes out with a trombone. And I said, no, it's fucking great.
That was so great.
Holy shit. And then it got even better. But, I mean, you had a bunch of stuff. A bunch of shit, really.
Yeah.
You know, Heyman come out. They did their whole tease. You know, Lesnar's gone now. So you can go
Spoiler
home.
Spoiler alert.
What?
Lesnar's gone now? Why?
He went home.
Why?
He's gone.
Wouldn't he be there next week? Continue to call out The Undertaker?
Oh, no.
Not happy about what he got? Because there's no resolution to that storyline.
Yes.
And he beat up Bo Dallas, but...
Well,
he doesn't.
That gives you some resolution there.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I think, though, that, that's done. So he's gone home. Back to Minnesota.
I like to call it Minnesota.
Yeah. Most people with Down syndrome do. But I think what you look at is he's gone, so now you can take a different direction, a different build. Nobody really cares. This quick about it, so you can build it back up later. I mean, Brock, I don't think we'll see Brock again until the network special in October at Madison Square Garden.
But doesn't there need to, like I said, all I need is, like last time at least he got suspended for beating the shit out of Michael Cole. I'm not saying you can do that again, but I don't think anybody would have complained if he did that again.
Well, no. But that was the only time they've given an explanation. Other than, won the title to Heyman, said he's gone home.
Yeah, he's a prize fighter and he'll fight when he wants to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now he's a babyface because the rest of the roster sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of it. And so
there's that part that doesn't suck.
There's a small part. A
Seth New
Rollins
Day.
Part and a New Day part.
Yeah, no, there's good shit on there. That's,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. If you're, yeah.
But he's going home. He's going home.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me.
What's your fucking point?
That was great.
Oh, okay.
And then you had the New Day.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
And then the Dudley Boys return.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about absence.
You okay there? Are you going to die?
Maybe. You talk about absence making the heart grow fonder, though. I mean, like, the Dudley Boys, like, we haven't seen the Dudley Boys since 2005.
I haven't seen Bubba Ray Dudley for 3 weeks since he was on TNA.
Nobody has seen the Dudley Boys for 10 years.
Hmm.
2005 is when they left the World Wrestling Federation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And retired, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then they make their big comeback. That's fantastic. I mean, Bubba was the Royal Rumble, but outside of that, the Dudley Boy team, nobody has seen.
And obviously doing it in Brooklyn is going to help even more.
Yes.
It's hilarious, though. They come out and they're putting them, like, they need, it's like, we're going to put these guys over. The announcers?
Yeah.
Putting them over. Same thing with Sting, right? Like, Sting comes out, and it's like, Sting, can you fight your lot? You know, the last time you saw him, he's on WrestleMania, and they're like, well, sure, he was a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah.
But really, you know, and they're just running him down the whole time on commentary. That's Vince, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just running him down constantly. Now you need him? Look at the great Sting!
Oh, yeah.
And it's the same thing. The Dudley Boys, like, they need him right now. They're going to put them
so
over.
They are they're in the...
Yeah.
And man, that...
they're the most decorated team in history.
Yes. 26 time.
24
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tag team champions of the world, including your TNA titles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you count... I mean, they're counting minor things, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're counting all their world championships. Even those ones that aren't world championships.
I look at a lot of this, and it's funny the way that you kind of compare and contrast, and you've got to return the Dudley Boys, basically, because, I mean, we were even saying it after Summerfest, the fuck you do with the New Day now?
Yeah.
What do you do it? And I was like, okay, well, maybe Roman and Ambrose you do for a show or something, but who the fuck do you team? Who's the babyface team? Well, they didn't have it.
No, no.
So you bring in the Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
I go back.
But... For a little while, maybe with the Dudley Boys, you're going to maybe be able to maintain the New Day as heels.
Sure.
But even, I think they're going to even start cheering them over the Dudleys. Like,
yeah,
within just a little while.
Right.
Because this is a team who, like, charisma-wise, you talk about when he came out with the trombone.
Yeah.
And they're doing the singing, not to mention just all of it. The promo on SummerSlam, we never talked about how great the promo before the match was on SummerSlam.
Oh, yes.
And they're talking about the booty.
Yeah.
And
the B-double-O-T-Y.
Yeah, and then they're talking, and then they, you know, their celebration, and then they do this, and then as they're hitting their finishing move, and he's on the trombone playing taps. And,
yeah.
But mm-hmm. they're just so, like they're trying to be Grady and get booed. But the crowd afterwards was like, this is awesome because it's just so inventive and the charisma is so great. As a team, the three of them coming out charisma-wise,
yes,
every bit as much charisma as like the big stars that turned the business around in the 90s, I think. Yeah. I don't see them as they're a tag team.
Yeah.
And so you don't look at it the same way. But I see as much charisma as The Rock had.
Well.
I do. Like, I think that's how much charisma they're showing.
Yeah,
I see as much charisma as, like, the big, like, Goldberg.
Okay, give me Goldberg. But The Rock? No.
Maybe not The Rock. Okay.
Not The Rock and not Hulk Hogan.
Stone Cold? Maybe. More than Cena.
Well, yeah, more than Cena. More than Hunter. I'll give you all those. Yeah. More than Goldberg, right?
Yeah.
More than Nash. But I look at... it's funny.
More than any of the teams in the 90s. Like, what I'm saying is they're at their charisma level is at the same level as guys.
As Edge and Christian.
No, it's more than Edge and
Christian. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, it's at the same level of guys who made a big difference to business and really turn it around. It's just that they happen to be a team.
Yes.
But fuck it. Go with it. You happen to have a team that you can really do something with.
Yeah. That's funny that you said just go with it. Well, I'm not going to. But the thing is with... it was funny because, again, watching it with my wife, and it's like...
What does she think when she's watching these guys?
Oh, yeah. It's a new day or whatever. And she's like, we hate these guys. And because she remembers WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, everybody hated them.
I got to play the role of Bob Backlund. No, they're good now.
Exactly.
I'm like, actually, they're fucking awesome now. And then she's listening to the crowd do the New Day Rocks.
Yeah.
New Day Rocks. And she's like, what do you mean New Day sucks? I'm like, well, yeah. I said they tried to come out and be really, like, good guys. And so we hated them. Now they're villains, and we love them.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So
she's like, okay.
Yes.
But yes, she wasn't as enthralled with the New Day as I was. But
well, then she's being foolish.
But that's what I told her. And then once I woke up on the couch, I apologized the next morning. But
this is the right move.
Well, I apologized, and I'm like, I'm sorry you don't like the New Day. Yes. Can you just admit that you're wrong, and I'll come back to bed. She's like,
so you try,
she's
huh?
just like, I don't know what to do anymore. It's me or the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice she wasn't here.
No,
when you got here.
I wonder where the fuck she was. It makes sense now.
You know, good girl. You know,
yeah.
But the New Day
are great.
The fucking New Day rock.
Yeah,
but these guys are great, and. Is said it, and then but the Dudley.
Sure, like, you know the thing about them is they're great.
They are great, and the thing with it, what I loved about it is that like all of a sudden the pyro went off, right, and the screen was blank, right, and there was that pause, and it's like what's happening?
They had as much charisma as The Rock, you know,
and then it was, and then you saw the bombs going, and it was like
we knew Sting was coming. We didn't know this was coming.
I was like, oh,
especially because he was just on, like Dudley. Like I say, like just 3 weeks ago, he's the authority figure as in charge of TNA, you know, and now he's on Raw.
It's
and he's
just
back, and
it's
and
just
we couldn't believe that they didn't bring them back after Royal
after
Rumble,
the Rumble, yeah,
because the reaction was good and because they needed him. We figured it was just Bubba, but the reaction was good. But we talked the next night. I think we laid down a fantasy booking for bringing back both of them.
Oh yeah,
like because it was like
easy.
Yeah, they're it's easy and it's great and it's gonna get over.
Yes,
now you've done it. I saw them versus the Ascension on SmackDown. It was great. They are great. The crowd loved them. Their act just works still.
Yes,
like
you're talking about the Ascension, right?
No. I mean, I'm like, this is, like, Bubba is the luckiest man in all of wrestling because he's out of TNA.
Oh, yes.
And he's in WWE.
Oh.
And nobody gets in and out of TNA to WWE in a 3-week period anymore. Like, he could He could be still be in limbo over there.
Who?
Bubba.
Ah. You know, because with Bubba being the authority figure, like, it was really, like you just said, it was just 4 short months ago they taped him as the authority figure to air 3 short weeks ago. Like, I believe they have tapings as we're doing this podcast for Christmas. This place is fucked. So, I mean, the thing is, though, is that they're WWF guys. They're not... It's not Abyss. It's not James Storm.
We mentioned that before, that, like, it used to be, like, a guy would leave WCW, come over to WWE. Eventually, they'd be a WWE guy.
Yeah.
And a guy would leave, you know, even WWE and go over to WCW, eventually become a WCW. Like, a Lex Luger was still a WCW guy, even when he was in WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he just
never,
looked,
yeah.
Never changed.
Dusty.
Yeah, but some of them, but you know, I mean, a few of them, it did change.
Foley, Hunter, Stone Cold.
Yeah, these guys, it changed, right? They became WWE guys. I don't think there's a single guy, like even Kurt Angle or Bubba, who were probably the two longest guys to have been in TNA to move over to or to move to TNA from WWE. I'll never think of Bubba. I never thought of him as a TNA guy.
No.
I never think of Kurt Angle as a TNA guy.
No.
They're still WWE guys.
I mean, exactly. I mean,
TNA has never successfully done that.
No, and the thing was, is you had, you know, all these kind of, you talk about the WWE, say, oh, they just come from TNA. Yeah, but they're WWF guys, and I mean, it's the same as Nash and Booker, you know, and Christian, what I mean? They just, those are WWF guys that just went to TNA for a while. That's...
Exactly.
And
but I mean, they've been there much longer than they were in WWE.
Yes.
Like, that's the difference, is they were, WWE 4 years, and they were in TNA, like, 8?
They were in WWE for,
like,
five, six years.
And
five bit years.
And yeah, and they're in TNA for, like, 8. 9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
Yes, almost twice as long, and yet, they're still WWE guys.
And Bully Ray... was fantastic as the champion. You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
he was.
This great singles thing and that sort of thing. Heck, I remember telling
gosh darn heck.
Well, for gosh sakes.
I know, fuck.
Oh, golly gee, Wilker.
Just ruined it, didn't I?
You fucker. I always remember, and I've told this story, that when it came time for Bubba to get the singles push when they broke up the Dudleys, and I thought they just did a raw blow off with Hunter.
Yeah.
Match. And I thought that could have been like your No Mercy Raw pay-per-view main event at that time. And I saw a potential upside for him at that point.
Yeah.
As Dancing Bubba. Or
as Dancing Bubba. He was still doing the get the tables, but he was doing it by himself.
Yeah.
He took on Brock Lesnar in one of his first feuds.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's amazing that they're back, and it's great, and I mean, they can spawn off this and instead hopefully build off some other teams, and you know, as I said, but the thing, here's the thing.
Oh, here's the thing.
Okay.
We haven't even seen them cut a promo yet.
No.
It'll be interesting to see how much they script them, but Bubba is one of the top probably 5 promos in the business. Like, he's amazing. So, I mean, the thing about them them coming out in Brooklyn is, and to that crowd is, everybody there knew all the spots and was chanting for the spots and remembered them. And there's a lot of new audience since last time they were in.
10 years ago.
But so everybody immediately became familiarized with them as the big stars they are.
Yes.
And to those spots, and that those spots are where you react.
Not those liver spots. Not those dog spots.
But those was up spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's what is going to... Like, that'll serve them well, obviously. Like, when they start cutting the promos,
yes,
and people see how great they are at that... And then now that these spots are already established, it's not going to take... People are going to just go... Like, it's going to be... Like, I really think New Day versus, versus Team... I always call them Team 3D, Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
It's like the semi-main event, or even the main event on a B show, like, if you did this right. That's how hot I think this these two could be in their feud.
And they're coming up on that, right? Because, I mean, you got the Night of the Champions.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is the Night of the Champions, which is a champion night.
Yes, yes. I think there's going to be
some
titles defended.
Mm-hmm.
But
all of them. Except for maybe one.
Which one?
Well, the U.S. title right now. Back and forth. Back and forth.
Yeah, so it'll
Vince said that they said they're all going to be defended, but Vince said, I don't know if I want to go through two in one night. Especially if somebody says to him that ROH just did that 2-3 days earlier. That could either make him go, well, fuck it, now we gotta do it, or fuck it, we can't do what we just did.
Actually, it'll probably say him, make him say both.
Probably.
But, no, I think him and that Rollins and Cena for the U.S. title, Rollins and Sting for the World Wrestling Federation title, Dudley's against New Day, and then what do you got, an Intercontinental Big Show and Ryback, I guess?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. And is that all of them? Then the women's title.
Yeah, right? Probably that's a three-way.
No, you know what I see? I could see there is all Paige against Nikki, and then the two they turn on Paige.
I think they're going to wait a little longer than that. But you could, what you could do is the smarter thing to do: Paige versus Nikki, and on the same show, Sasha versus Charlotte for the number one contendership, or Sasha versus Becky Lynch,
right,
for the number one contendership. That's probably the way to go.
So what do you think they're going to do?
Probably what you said.
Yeah. The thing is, but that's it, right? That's all the belts? Will the NXT Championship be defended on the pre-show? Exclusively on the World Wrestling Federation Network.
I love that. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I would do that. I would put Finn Balor against Adrian Neville, Tyler Breeze. One of them. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that
Tyler Breeze probably has a better claim for this because he just lost his last match, so he's a better claim for getting a title shot.
That's true. That's how you get title shots.
Yeah.
In the World Wrestling Federation.
Entertainment.
Yeah. What? No, it's not.
Raw was.
Oh yes, it was.
Back to Raw.
Yes.
What else we got there?
Well, and then we also had the Summerfest rematch.
Yeah.
With Harper and Wyatt.
Yes.
Against Roman and Dean. And this is where I remember
there's this talent that we unearthed, that we discovered for the universe.
What they did is they cut out, they have it on WWE.com now, and I don't know why they didn't. I guess it was because it was a spoiler. But Bray Wyatt has a dressing room now. You seen this?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a dressing room.
Yeah.
And all you had was Renee Young knocking on the door to try to get in. And why it's not answering the door.
Yeah.
So you know why she will not
go? I do, but let everybody else know.
Why she's not
but I know, yeah.
You know.
I do, yeah. But I know. But I don't think everybody else does. She's probably fucking tell them.
Well, Renee just started. Do you want to build a straw man? It doesn't have to be a straw man. Come out the door and have a match. Let's start the day.
Hey.
It's so exciting for you to have new family member today. Do you want
it's
to build a straw
day.
Man? It shouldn't fucking be a straw man.
Isn't it a straw man?
Hmm? Straw man? Straw
man? I think it's a straw man.
Who cares? I thought he said Strowman.
I don't know. I think before it was Strowman.
I don't
know. Maybe a Strowman.
Maybe.
I know it's a brawn. Isn't it a brawn?
It's a brawn.
It's a brawn.
It's a brawn for a close shave.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. Oh, he has a big, bushy beard.
Yeah. But, well, we don't know what part of him is shaving.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he's as close as a blade on your slimy back.
So, anyways.
Or your slimy crack.
But remember, we discovered this guy for them.
Yes, we saw him at WrestleMania at the Hall of Fame, and we're like, who the fuck is that?
That's pretty much exactly how it went down. We're sitting up watching, the Japanese guy who went in. What's his name?
No, we weren't.
Okay, we were watching... Because
I remember, because I went up to get beer then.
Oh, that's right. We were watching somebody, maybe it was... Anyways, we're watching somebody get inducted.
I don't remember.
It's actually before the inductions, when everybody was sitting down. We were literally, like, we were
literally?
Right at where the stage is, right? Yes. Where everybody's sitting,
yeah.
Looking down. We're almost right over the stage, up fairly high.
And looking down on all
we were
you.
Looking down trying to figure out who's who, because sometimes they're dressed in the suits and they're a little farther away.
Yeah.
It was a little bit hard to figure out.
And they all dressed so differently, like Nikolai Volkov.
Well, some guys were easier to pick out than others.
Yes.
But so we saw this guy, and we're like, is that Eric Rowan? And then we noticed, no, he has really long hair and a ponytail. We're like, this guy's massive. He's got this massive beard.
Yeah.
And we're trying to figure it out. And I think if you go back and listen to our shows, we talked about it. Because we were trying to figure it out, and then we looked at the WrestleMania program.
Yes.
And he was in a program.
He was on a program.
And where it said NXT superstars, and listed different ones, and then it listed him.
Yeah.
And even though we hadn't seen him on NXT, we're like, well, it looks like it's probably this guy. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Like, it's tough to tell, again, in a suit and sunglasses and,
yeah.
You know, ponytail, but we're like, this. I think it's this Bro Strowman.
Yeah.
And,
Braun.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah.
But, like, his debut was perfectly done, is what I'll say.
Did you hear what he... But the promo afterwards.
His promo? He didn't talk, did he?
He did. He just said, it's not my fault.
Well, again, and that's a good... Yeah, you nailed it for me.
You're gonna face Strowman.
Okay, so we're gonna do a little history lesson, because this is actually someplace I wanted to go is this Strowman. And not just Strowman. Josh, who just won the Tough Enough, another example.
Oh, so yes.
He's like 6'7", 260-pound guy, right?
Yes.
And Vince loves.
Well.
And Strowman's another guy.
The black sheep and the white Roman.
The first time that it became most obvious to me that Vince no longer got today's audience was in, I think it was 2004. And what had happened was Snitsky, was this 2004 or 2005, this Snitsky-Cena thing?
I think it was four. Yeah,
I think it was four.
Might have been the same time that John Cena...
But either way, about a decade ago.
Vince told John Cena to keep it up.
About a decade ago, they had Snitsky shows up. The very first time you see Snitsky, Kane is pissed off because, you know, something's going on with
Lita's babies,
Lita and all that stuff. So he's like, well, no, we'll give you somebody to beat up. And so you're expecting, like, somebody on the roster, maybe some out-of-town jobbers, and he was just going to destroy them. And then he gets in the ring with this guy. He's almost as big as him that we've never seen before. And I'm like, how are you going to destroy this guy? Like, this guy is too big to be a guy you just run through.
Yeah.
And that's... It was an odd way to introduce him, because he didn't just run through him. But this Snitsky guy had gotten this little feud with Kane, and then I think he started doing something with Heidenreich or something like that on SmackDown. And
they hate caskets.
It totally didn't get over, right? So they pulled him back. He was gone for a while. They reintroduced him on Raw, and this time they went back to old school booking.
Yes.
They just put him in the ring with people and had to beat them in 3 minutes.
Yes.
And he rolled through guy after guy after
his
guy.
His thing was he had, what, yellow teeth?
Yeah.
And back acne.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They shaved his head at this point. He had yellowed his teeth to get even uglier. He was working it.
Yeah.
And they had him just like a monster, just beating everybody really quickly. And this is exactly what they did with. They did this with Hogan and it worked. They did this with Bruno Sammartino and it worked. They did this with, like, just historically, it's always worked. Have a big monster come in, have him roll through people, then announce him that he's going against the champion. And the crowd, and so Vince goes up, and he's telling John Cena, he was having some confrontation in the ring. He's letting him know how much he's going to. You know, he's going to get him.
Yeah.
He's like, and my, you know, his revenge, his reveal is, John, I'm going to have you face
Snitsky.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Like they did not care less. And so Vince's reaction was,
he must not have heard me.
And he did what?
I said Snitsky.
Same reaction. And the second time, Vince was confused the first time, but he literally thought they might not have heard.
Yes,
Like the mic had gone out or something. The second time, he was like, immediately, you can see the look on his face.
Like,
oh, shit, this doesn't work. But that was the first time where it was like, okay, you know what? Just having a big monster who can't work and destroy people is gone. And that was 10 years ago.
Fast forward 10 years later.
Since then, we had, I mean, back then you had your Eddie Guerrero and your Chris Benoit and these different people.
Who?
But, you know, Jericho, some of the smaller guys. But now it's even become more pronounced. You have your guys like Daniel Bryan, CM Punk,
Adrian
Neville. And it's even more emerged.
Even
that
Rollins is nuts.
Rollins, it's even more pronounced than ever.
Yes.
That doesn't work. So 10 years ago, the shift was already in, and Vince was out of touch.
Yes.
That was the first example that, oh, fuck, there's been a shift, and he doesn't get it.
Yes.
And he's still there. That's the scary thing. 10 years later?
Oh, yeah.
Despite all the evidence going otherwise, and Hunter, I think his instincts are similar to Vince's here. But he's seen it, and he's adjusting. And I think the difference is it's not really his instincts, but he's adjusting because he's seen it.
Yes.
Vince still isn't. And Strowman is the example of that because, like, he's a huge green, but in the past, this would work. In the past, you could set him up for Hulk Hogan.
30 years ago.
But I looked at him now, and I thought, you know, the guy who I immediately thought of was Warlord. And even Warlord in that era couldn't get to be a main eventer.
No.
When they tried.
No.
Because his work was so bad. And that's the guy he reminded me of. And I'm just like, nowadays, especially, like, and I know these guys are bumping like mad for him and Reigns and and Ambrose, but I'm sorry. It's one pay-per-view match with a smart crowd and he's exposed forever.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they're going to have him in you know, they
know tags, like, he's debuted perfectly and tags are better, but it's not going to matter. It just won't matter.
No.
Look at how the crowd is reacting to Eva Marie.
Well,
like they hate her.
The other thing is
because they don't believe that she really wants to be, even though that she's actually
she seems like she does.
She seems like she's worked harder than anybody's given her credit for now to try and become something else other than just the hot chick. But the people resent somebody like her.
Yes,
they resent Roman Reigns, and they're going to resent this guy.
Well, I don't even know that they're going to resent him as much as
resent Baron Corbin.
They're just going to kind of be done with him, and the only way that this works. The other part is like Strowman, like he was an Adam Rose fucker, and
yeah, he was one of his,
and
yeah,
he does that, and he was in a one backstage thing with Sylvester LaFleur when he was looking for a new partner, like a year, 2 years ago.
Like,
and a half.
I know we knew they were high on him if he was in that program before being on TV, the WrestleMania program. But
oh, yes. But
and I know they've been working with him to make him better and whatever, but they haven't put him on TV. He hasn't worked the matches with good workers. He hasn't, like, he's not 2015.
You know who I thought it was? I thought it was the Game of Thrones guy first.
The what?
That Game of Thrones guy.
Oh, yeah, because they were watching talks with him, yeah.
That's who I thought it was at first, the way that he walked.
Yeah.
Because it was just like this lumbering, literally lumbering. But he's fucking huge.
Yes.
I mean, like, JBL kept saying it.
We noticed that, too.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like we thought he was even bigger than Eric Rowan. I don't know. I don't think he's taller, but he's wider.
I think he's taller. I mean, he's definitely taller than Harper.
By about an inch and a half.
Yeah,
that's about the same as Rowan. I'm really afraid that I really saw this and went, oh, Rowan's coming back now as the baby face on the other side.
Yeah.
Like, almost for sure.
The black sheep against the white sheep?
Yeah. And when that gets to be a singles match, will probably be Raw or SmackDown.
Yeah.
That is going to be, Rowan, they went with Rowan in that role because he was a big guy who had wrestled a little bit independently, but he wasn't good, but he has improved.
Yes.
This guy is like, he doesn't even have the strengths of Rowan.
And I just look, I mean, I don't know if WWE wants to be the catalyst for black on white sheep violence. Now that they're a publicly traded company with everything that's been going on in the news.
Hey, which one do you think, Eric Rowan or what is it, Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
Which one do you think Hulk Hogan will be cheering for?
I'm going to go with Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Rowan. Because they have the same haircut.
That's why.
Yeah. I just think that Yeah, I know. I thought because they need a third guy, right?
Yeah.
So to battle. But I mean, you know what? Do they need a third guy? Can you go with Tags and you can have Strowman on
the
outside?
Don't get me wrong. You could go make him them a New Day thing, and then eventually you could turn New Day babyface and have him face
the
Wyatt family like that. I suppose you could do that.
And
I don't see that coming though. I don't think that's what they think.
Hell, just add Rowan in, and
I also don't think they think.
Add Rowan in, have a foursome. Have your tag with Rowan and Harper. Keep that tag team. Have Wyatt as the singles, and then just Strowman as the muscle. And you could do that. I mean, you could be the bodyguard for a while. You could do house shows, staying up there. Because where I was going with this is, like, he hasn't wrestled on NXT.
No.
Like, he's had, like, no WWF television matches.
We talked about how, Apollo Crews, who's, like, 20 years old, and he needs to learn how to work in front of the WWE camera.
His 20th birthday.
He needs to learn not just so much the work, but the working, understanding the camera. Like, this guy hasn't done NXT, he hasn't done independence, he hasn't done anything anywhere. It's just that he's big and they need him. But he hasn't done anything to make you think that he's in any way ready for this.
No, he's just big. He's
like I say, that would have been fine once.
He's Jeep Swanson.
Well, back when he's Jeep Swanson. But like, that's a great example. He's Jeep Swanson.
Yeah.
Who played Bane in the original Batman Robin film?
Yeah.
He is.
Of course.
He's dead now.
Yeah.
But he was actually bigger than this guy.
Yeah.
He was like crazy. But. Yeah, it used to be, you know, I mean, they would tape 5 hours worth of TV and edit it over 2 months, like, you know, like
TNA.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's not how WWE used to be it. So, I mean, there's a lot of things they can do to hide a guy like this.
Yes.
And then put him on the road and have him work with people. It's a different era.
Oh, it's a way different era.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be scary. For this angle and the fact that, you know, they love Roman and Roman and Strowman connection. There's your answer. Never mind. I think it's money.
You know what? If
I think it's money
instead
now.
Instead of Roman Reigns,
yeah.
If he was his name was Steve Roman,
yeah,
and then he was taking on Strowman, it'd be Strowman versus Strowman.
But yes,
you're welcome.
Strowman Reigns.
That's the tag team.
We need
them as a tag team. Strowman Reigns.
Strowman Reigns against Sheamus.
I love it.
Book it.
Yes.
Well, we just solved the WWE's booking problems.
There you go.
Done. But I think, really, I mean, yeah, we've got that. We've got Stink against Raw Inc.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like it from a notoriety perspective. It's Sting in the fucking title match.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's great. Like, I'm like, it's hilarious, though. Like I say, I mean, you are burying him. Now you need him. It's they didn't think they were ever going to necessarily. In fact, I think their thinking was this will be his only match, WrestleMania. I really believe they believe that.
Yeah.
But. You should never treat it like that. It should always be, okay, we think this is where we're going. We think this is the case. We think we're never going to use them again. But just in case.
Yes.
And just in case always happens, especially when you have a lack of main event depth.
I think part of it, though, was a make good. I don't know that they, again, the lack of depth plays into it, but they didn't have this plan for Night of Champions. I think this is almost the set. A make good for Sting. Get ready for SummerSlam. Get yourself in fucking shape because you're going to be in this six-man match. And he did. And like, actually.
Well, somebody came up with the idea, and somebody else was like,
no, I think it was actually, and then we don't have, sorry. And then they're like, well, tell you what, you're in great shape. We got nothing for fucking Night of Champions, so we'll give you that.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily you're in great shape, we got nothing, but I think it was somebody was like, yeah, we're not going to use Sting. Somebody else goes, hey, you know what we can do with him? And it's like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, let him know. Like, but either way, I mean, Rollins won't be, like, the things that we saw him do with Cena, where, like, he lifts him up for a power slam, or a suplex,
oh, yeah,
or superplex, turned into a powerbomb suit, or, you know, powerbomb, sit-down powerbomb. But yes. These, like, transition moves that are, like, these two massive bumps back-to-back.
Yeah.
He won't be able to do those things.
Well, that's...
It's going to have to be a totally different match.
It is.
And it'll be interesting to see how he does it. Now, I watched SmackDown, as I know you never miss it.
No, I never see it.
But, no, you never miss it when you don't watch it.
Oh, right, yes. Yeah. Never missed it. I haven't missed it in years.
Exactly. So Rollins comes out, though, and he's like, I'm going to beat you, Sting, you old man. And I was like, oh, fuck, don't go here. A lot of the times what Rollins does on these SmackDown promos is they're like a practice run for what his promo will be on Raw.
Yes.
And so that's like, I immediately thought to Chris Jericho's story with Bulldog Bob Brown in his first book.
Yeah.
Would you care to repeat it?
Well, it was just he cut the promo in a promotion in Winnipeg, and he cut the promo. Or no, it was in here. It was in Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
I think it used to be on Channel 10.
Yeah.
Shaw Station. And with Eric Iceman Freeze.
That's right.
But it was him against Bulldog Bob Brown, and he's like, look, Bob, he's like, you're old, you're washed up, you're decrepit, you're nothing, and I'm going to beat you. And that was his promo. And he said it was
he thought the delivery was good.
He was really proud. And
yeah.
And Bulldog is like, that was one of the stupidest things I've ever heard. He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, so I'm an old man. So what does that make you when I beat you? And I'm going to beat you.
Yeah, exactly. If you lose to an old man, then what does that make you? And make no man think about it. You are going to lose to an old man.
Yeah.
Like, and so. That's the same situation. I'm not saying that he's necessarily going to lose to Sting, but Sting's going to take the match to him, and it will probably come off as something like he cheats to win, or he gets a fluke win, or outside interference, or something like that. Hunter needed a sledgehammer to the head and the help of his friends to beat him. It's going to be the same deal.
Yeah.
They're not going to bury Sting here. Is the thing. He's not going to beat him clean. So when you're sitting there saying, I know Sting's old, but you don't have to bring it up. If you say Sting, you're the past. I'm the future. Hell, I'm the now.
Yeah.
And I know we sometimes have WWE writers who have listened to the show. So really listen to me. It's a shame that somebody in my situation who knows fuck all about anything has to tell you this. But do not write that verbiage for him that says you're old. Say you're the past.
Yeah.
It's the same idea without the negative connotation. Because why the fuck do I want to see you against an old man?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't care. Like, why the fuck do I? But if you say he's the past and I'm the present, and then he can say I'm not past. You know, like it. He can't deny being old, but he can deny being the past somehow.
Well,
you know what I mean?
They just put him up on his picture up on the screen, and they go, "Look at him.
He's so old,
so old."
And the thing is, when he has when he has his shirt on and he has his face paint on, you can hide the fact he's old. Not so much with the hair.
No.
He probably should.
Not with the
like
hair.
If he shaved the hair bald, I think he'd be better off. He still look like Sting.
At the end of Raw, when he was...
That makeup's iconic, so he'd still be recognizable.
At the end of Raw, when he's holding the belt up, his hair was all like out like he was one of the heckler Muppets.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, that's not a good picture.
No.
That's not a good picture, Dan Addy.
But he looked good, though. The little bit he was in the ring, he looked quick.
Oh, yeah. From a wrestling perspective or what have you, he looked fine. It's just that pause picture at the end.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ooh, don't.
But that's it. I know sometimes I'm hoping somebody's going to hear this, and it's like, when you go to Raw, mention he's the past.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
Do not call him.
And I am the present in the future.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. So what else we got?
I'm just looking at Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman. That's probably something on WWE, like a list or something like that we can go through here and make comments and tease them about.
Yeah.
Like Sting's most epic rivals.
I am stupid.
A whole list of that. But, are we just filling content? We're just fucking filling time now. All we had to talk about was Raw and it's over.
Yeah, well...
We never talked about...
Let's talk about NXT.
NXT? Fuck. I was going to go with the Divas.
Who?
The Divas.
We talked about that. Oh, no, we didn't talk about Paige's temper tantrum.
No, yeah, I mean, what did you think? Like, I thought that was a little weird to watch that match. And it was supposed to be a six-woman Diva match.
Yes.
And instead there was five women and Randy Orton in that match.
Well, yes, that was what it was, I think. It was like, I haven't seen Paige's hotel room yet. But, I mean, you do know that Paige is 23?
Yeah, something like that.
She's 23.
Yeah, I know she's young. Yeah,
and I, you know, you kind
of... The maturity show.
Oh, yes. She was every bit of 23.
She was every bit of Randy Orton in the ring there.
Oh.
When Randy Orton, when something goes wrong, cannot hide in his face, and it affects the match and affects everything. The crowd was not reacting well, and she let it get to her visibly in the ring, and then she made a tweet afterwards as well.
Oh, yes. You want a revolution, and then you get one, and all you want to do is bitch on it or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
No, no, exactly. It is a no. It's,
you British twit, have missed the point.
Well, they're in the bubble, but...
They missed the point.
They missed the point. They did. I'm calling it a twit at all, saying it's not fair. But she did. They missed the point. But that's because the WWE missed the point. Like, the company missed the point in this. So,
oh, yes.
And we've been talking about it before for a while, but I just think, like, she really showed her maturity there.
Or lack thereof.
Exactly.
But, I mean, whatever. It really doesn't matter, because it is the fact, again, it what we've been presented is what we've been presented. It's they're already looking at breaking them up, turning on Paige, these two divas.
It's good, because this whole three-team thing doesn't work. I look forward to you breaking them up. Like, all singles matches with the best workers presented as athletes like you do in NXT.
Yes.
That's what will work, and don't push it so hard on stuff. Just let it happen.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think of what else were we going to talk about. Did you see who's in the new Madden commercial?
No.
Oh. Probably because she was turned sideways. AJ.
AJ was in Madden?
AJ Lee is in the Madden 16 commercial.
What the fuck is she doing there?
Oh. Being in the commercial.
As what?
Some bitch.
Okay. I can believe that.
Yeah.
Acting.
Acting. Just looking to see here if what I was going to say, but there was NXT. That's what we're going to talk about, NXT. And there's a little bit of interest in things going on still in the world of the NXT.
The NXT world?
What's going to happen at the NXT? We wondered, because they're going to England, if there was going to be an NXT takeover overseas,
yeah.
And there is, on Wednesday, December 16th. Okay. It's going to be on in the afternoon in North America. It's going to be live, totally live,
mm-hmm.
There. So, I mean, that's part of, too. I think that's, I mean, all of these shows, it'd be interesting, because it's funny that one of the most watched shows on the World Wrestling Federation Network,
mm-hmm.
is the Beast.
The Japanese show.
Yeah.
But that was... How much of that do you think that was... Do you think that was Balor and Owens? Do you think that... Or do you think that was all Brock? Or do you think that was just the fact that it was an event?
I think the answer is D. All of the above.
Yeah.
I think some people would have tuned in. Like, there's all different sorts of things. Jericho was on it there.
Yeah.
So you get a bit of a Return of Jericho... feel
terrific match he had on Neville.
But I mean, yeah, and I look at Ron Christopher, but the thing is,
I don't think so.
When I look at it,
remember, after he's done with Sting, I bet you Jericho's the next guy for Rollins.
Oh, probably.
Yeah,
probably. Oops. Still didn't mean to beat Neville. But I still look at that being the number one show. And now they've got an NXT from England. It's going to be
yes.
a similar tape-delayed situation.
And the MSG one, which is even bigger.
But that will be tape-delayed, right?
No.
But the thing is, and that'll be interesting to see how that one does, but...
Well, but
what
actually, the New Japan one wasn't tape-delayed. I guess it was a slight tape-delay or something like that?
No, it was live, but nobody watched it.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? It's one of the most watched shows on the network on archive, not
yeah.
live.
Well, you're
right?
saying, but this will be the same deal.
Well, no, what I'm saying, though, is it'll be interesting to see how that goes, because that was always the drawback. Why does the WWF not do pay-per-views in outside of North America?
Yes.
And that's because, well, you fuck with the internet and blah blah blah. You can't keep shit a secret like you could in 1992.
Well, fuck, even in 1992, they had trouble keeping the results of SummerSlam a secret. They were in the newspaper the next day.
Oh yeah,
you know.
But you could easily avoid them.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, it wasn't as in your face, but even then, it was an issue.
Yeah. Not, I wouldn't even call it an issue. It just happened. Right?
To Vince, that's an issue. Vince didn't like
sneezing
that.
Is an issue to Vince.
And you're not even, that's not even a joke.
No.
That's a shoot.
Great sneezes, man.
It's true.
But I,
are you sick? Are you going to get me sick?
Are you going to get me sick?
Why are you sick?
I hate sneezing.
Are you not eating enough steak? Are you not a man?
I can't control this. But I think that it'll be interesting to see, because then that can open the doors up to other shows at other places, right?
Yeah.
Outside of North America, which would be like not a WrestleMania type thing, but like a No Mercy or whatever the fuck they call these things now, these B shows, right?
I call it a No Mercy.
Yeah, a little mercy. But so they're going to do the NXT. They've announced it in October and now again in December. So we know our next two takeovers already.
Which is great.
Yeah. And the other thing that that we know is that our favorite religious man, Jushin Thunderlag, I think.
Says, when is he our favorite religious man?
He's a Jew.
Shin. Okay.
Thunderlag.
I love Christian. I love Christian.
Yeah. Well, the last he's on his own.
No, he's not.
Wow.
He can't even do Stone Cold Steve Austin on his own.
Oh, yeah, the kazoo. Yeah. But anyway, Jushin Thunderlag are going to be back.
Yes.
Multiple dates there, yes. probably all of those.
Which makes sense specials. Now why he beat Breeze, based on that.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's just a baby face going over. It doesn't really, again, that one didn't bother me as much as...
But as a one shot, I thought it made no sense.
Well, it made less sense.
Yeah.
But I do think that, so that's good. So we've got.
Is there Liger, for Brock or.
Yeah, Brock.
And how, what was your rank?
Right now I am ranked, where is it?
I don't know, probably in days before.
Yeah, well, it used to show up on the other thing. But I think I am 63,110.
Mm-hmm.
Right ahead of me. 112, including the two of us. But I liked it that Liger's new guy.
Played for 3 points or five?
Right now, one. I've been going between one and five, the 1-3 and five. There's no real rhyme or reason. It's whoever has less games.
Whoever you think you have
the best shot against, yeah. It's not etched in stone.
See, the problem I have with this, and I know we're distracted here, and we'll get back to it. But
we're talking about Supercar.
Supercar, yeah. The problem with this is I'm in a tournament, King of the Ring tournament.
Okay.
So I need energies. And when you win a regular match,
mm-hmm.
you get energy.
Yes.
When you win this, you just get points. You don't get that energy card.
Right.
So I haven't played that at all. I've been playing all day long. I've been playing the other one for the energy cards. And that's a flaw in this fucking system.
I see. And then, but you also get that thing you use for your penis.
Your woman's vagina?
And enhancements.
Oh.
Enhancements. But I think, interesting with the religious man, is that...
Yushin.
Thunderlag.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there is still some now working relationship?
Yes,
between New Japan and the World Wrestling.
Yeah, they were at like Okada was backstage, their heavyweight champion at SummerSlam.
Yes,
and they had officials at NXT and at SummerSlam, much like Evolve did. And again, this is the transition from 70-year-old Vince McMahon to. By the way, them singing Happy Birthday.
Yes.
That was a shoot.
Yes, it was. Missed,
and that was great.
That was great.
But yeah, is this a...
I just like the... it was something that happened on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And JBL's like, it's the W's. And they're like, 24 top guy jacks. We haven't seen him in ages. This is so great. And they're like, what are you... Or no, and then he said something like he was a crotchety old... Oh, he called John Stewart a crotchety old man.
Yeah.
JBL called John Stewart a crotchety old man. And Michael Cole did And Jim Gillen's like, crotchety old man, he's not 70.
I didn't catch that.
I caught that and I laughed. Oh, nice. The producer's looking at me, why are you laughing?
He's 70 today.
Anyways, they're saying about the New Japan thing.
Well, they had all some of their, not all of them, but they had some other guys backstage there to watch it. And I mean, you've got Jason Albert, right, down in NXT as their head trainer, right? So he's got a little bit of a sort of stroke, I guess you want to call it, down there in terms of what...
Let's say connections. Yeah, connections with the,
Well, with the New Japan, but he's got he's got a role down in NXT, prominent one, right, in terms of that. Because I can't see guys like Okada or fucking whatever up on the WWF roster. I could see them in takeovers.
I can't see them in either one now, but it's interesting.
Thunder Liger's in, right? And so, it's happened. Yes, but it's happened.
It has happened.
I'm just saying, you could bring in, if you're going to do a Dusty Cup, you can bring in a Jap team to come in and fight these guys, right? A New Japan team to come in. I mean, you've got...
They still have their relationship, and it's very strong.
Hey, they just signed. What's his that team? What's his name? Nichols and Haste.
Who did?
WWF.
Did they?
Yeah, they signed.
Oh, that's interesting. They're big, and I think they're British. But they were not in New Japan. They were in NOAH.
They were in NOAH, but they came over, and that was who they were on the Wrestle Kingdom.
That's true. Yeah, right? They were a NOAH team. And NOAH has similar ownership now with New Japan. I think New Japan has a stake in NOAH.
I think so, yeah. But they were on that Taka Michinoku team.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So they've signed with the World Wrestling Federation. And you've got, you've got Cody Hall in New Japan. Right?
You have Cody Hall, you have David Finley.
I think it's David Finley. I think it is. Is it? Because David Finley is Fit Finley's.
Yeah, I think it's still. I think it's
is
still,
it David?
I think so. I'm wrong.
Fit Finley's, Fit Finley's kid.
Yeah.
But Cody Hall to me has more of a connection, right?
Yeah.
Because, you would have known Hunter would have known him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
they would have been talking at the when he was a kid. Hunter would have been singing to him, "Don't worry, son. I'll get him in rehab."
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get him there. Of course.
No, he's drunk now. He's not.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I just think that there is some connection there. I mean, it's not the worst idea to go stick fucking Adam Rose there and say we'll get over it.
Well, Adam Rose is not a fit there, and they wouldn't take him. But Jack Swagger, for instance,
sure.
There are guys like that would be fit very well there.
Mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman actually would be very well suited to be there for a while. Mm-hmm. If they don't want him on NXT TV, he would be very well suited.
Well, that's the whole thing, and they can use that to hide each other, basically.
Yeah.
That's what New Japan has done. That remember when they sent Okada, wasn't it? Wasn't he the fucking Green Hornet?
Well, they've always done it, not just Okada. They did it with, they're doing it right now with ROH and Watanabe. Just sending a guy over.
Well, I don't.
His name is Watanabe. He's
no thank you.
He's gonna get a TV title match.
He's a fucking
that's not a knob.
Yeah, not much of one.
A churn dial. Yeah, I mean they're doing it right now. They've always done that. Send over somebody to America. I mean Muta wasn't a big star. I mean, he was sent over to WCW.
Yes, that's right.
You know, in like 88 or whatever.
What's his name? Tenzin.
Yeah, Tenzin.
Right? He was sent over NWO Japan.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
I think he was over a star.
Yuji Nagata.
Yeah.
Right?
Nagata was.
They sent over Asai to Mexico.
Yes,
because of Ultimo Dragon.
Naito, who is like the best heel in the business right now, and he's in New Japan.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. He gets real heat. His psychology is unbelievable. Just recently, and they tried very well to push him to the top of the last couple of years. It doesn't work. They sent him over to Mexico here. He joined to CML recently, and he's come back now.
He's
team,
he was in the team,
now.
Right? Because he was in with Naito, and he was in with Deo.
Naito. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Maybe he could team with Hideo.
Hideo.
But no, I think that it would be a good idea. No, that's just speculation at this point. It's just all of me. Right? I mean, fucking right now it's like Liger's coming to another NXT show.
Yeah.
That's really where the story ends at this point. But the option, I guess, for the deal isn't a one and done, I guess, is the big thing, right?
Yeah, it's just interesting. Just that you're not used to it. And by the way, I do think if this does work out, I disagree. I think you'll see a Okada at a WrestleMania. Maybe a Tanahashi, but definitely an Okada.
At WrestleMania, if the deal works out?
If the deal works out, I think you'll have their champion either in a one-on-one match or probably in a tag match. Okay. Do keep in mind, they did have Akebono, who was, at the time, working for, I think, All Japan.
Yes.
When he worked at WrestleMania.
That's true. I think, though, what you'll have is Okada at WrestleMania in the Battle Royal.
Could we?
Because you're going to have to have...
I don't think so. I think he's going to be... He's the biggest star in that. And look, if they will look at him... I mean, I know TNA fucked it up, but who are we talking about here?
Yeah.
You will look at him right now, especially if they see any of his work.
Fucking cunt.
Any of his work at all in New Japan and his persona and everything like that, they'll go, that guy's a star. That guy can get over anywhere. And it's true.
That guy is a star.
Nakamura is another one.
Nakamura?
Yeah. Oh, I hope they bring over Ishii.
Yes. Ishii against The Miz.
Fucking right. He beat the shit out of him.
Booking's great. That would be great. I should have to see Ishii against Ryback.
Oh, fuck, that'd be great.
You know, with Vince's referee, so you can just watch it up close.
Yes.
This is a tough guy.
This is what a tough guy is.
Yeah. This is what a tough guy is.
Yeah, he's like 4'4", but you wouldn't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
not really interested.
Hmm? Oh, I was just looking at anything of any news.
So, is there anything on their website we can make fun of? In the WWE website,
the World Wrestling.
Let's find one list and go through it and make fun of it, or comment on it, or whatever. We'll find one. They always have them up there. You know,
up there.
In a while since we've done this up there. Then we'll go, oh, it's booty.
The new days, new talents.
Their booty is their new talent?
Apparently. Work in their booty.
Alright. You know, if it was supposing, you'd throw a bunch of dollars at her.
Yes. The skank.
Just watch Swerve, folks.
Swerve
watch
is
the latest
great. Movie. Is that a skank, Dad?
Yeah. But, okay, let's find something.
Let's go superstars with multiple titles. And it usually comes on the side. No, but there's usually stuff on the side.
Yeah, let's get a better one. That's just like a list. That's not like a, I need like a countdown thing here.
I know.
Or something to vote on or sort of trivia or some fucking... You look at our news, it must be like, isn't there something like fucking,
we watched the Royal Rumble on demand.
No, we can't, it's not what I'm looking for. No.
I'm going to take the list.
List. Oh, the list, then you're going to get the WWE list.
Or Kalisto.
Oh, the latest was, okay. Say top 10, or count, like, the top 50. Superstar. Find what's one that we've done before? Top 50 and then...
No, but I can just type in top 50.
Oh, okay. Type in top 50.
See?
Top 50 villains in wrestling history. I think we've done that one.
Right?
50 superstar re-ranking WWE's 50...
What do we get the top 50 moments of 2012?
Fuck no. Top 50 good guys?
It was posted 1 year ago.
Oh, fuck. No,
it was posted 1 year ago.
No, but if we click on any of these, we might get a something worth, you know, looking at.
Don't worry.
Yeah, but keep going. This is fascinating podcasting right here. Top 50 Diva Focus photos of 2011. You know, that was the revolution.
It really was.
Was that built amount lashes out at WWE.com, not including the top 50 WCW superstars?
Wow. Yeah, maybe
it seems like they re-ranked the top 50 greatest tag teams every other week, from what I'm seeing on here.
Well, no, this is just the same.
That's the same fucking list.
Okay, let's look at the top 50 moments of 2012.
Okay, just click on it.
Yeah, because there's usually something else on the side.
And something else on the side will come up. Because usually we don't have any trouble finding
it. WWE debuts on Tout.
Holy fuck. Ah. That was the top 50 moments of our 2012 when we touted them.
Oh, okay. I am now. I think we need to do this.
wonderful.
I think we need to do this because this seems awesome. Okay, let's just go to this one. And hopefully as we start at the top.
Top 50 moments of 2012.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay, here we go.
I can't even remember what was happening.
I know, that's what. Brock Lesnar returns to WWE.
That better be number one. Is that number 50?
Number 50.
Fuck
off. Well, I don't know if they have these in order.
Oh, they better not. Oh, man. Good.
Anyway. Okay, that was good.
Yeah, that was a good moment. Can we find better ones?
Ric Flair makes a surprise return on Slammy Night.
Oh.
Apparently he's put Hunter. I think it's Hunter in the figure.
I don't think that's Hunter, is it? No, because Hunter didn't have short hair.
Is that the Miz?
That's not the Miz either. Hunter didn't have short hair back then.
CM
that's
Punk.
No, it's not CM Punk. You know who that is?
Heyman?
No, it's Laurinaitis.
Oh, right. Laurinaitis.
Isn't it?
I don't know. Flair poked in the eye and then put Paul Heyman in the figure four leg lock.
That's what I said. It's Paul Heyman.
See? Cockfuck.
What'd you call me?
Yeah. Cockfuck.
Hmm. You're a fuck cock.
Let's see what else happens. John Cena becomes the first superstar to cash in Your Mummy is a Skank and lose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was a moment.
It was a moment. This is not very good.
No.
Are you going to just keep going?
Charlie Sheen joins WWE as a social media ambassador.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't he supposed to have something? Was it Daniel Bryan supposed
yes,
to have
something? Yes, him and Daniel Bryan were supposed to do something in LA. But,
yeah, I remember that.
Wow. Yes. The brogue kick is banned.
I do not remember that.
And then we got David Otunga. To be like the didn't he kick like
was he a babyface at the time?
He could kick Ricardo. Yeah, he was. He kicked like Ricardo, I think.
Uh-huh.
And so then David Otunga had to come in and get and got it banned.
Mm.
For life, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that worked out. How did they bring it back then?
Who cares?
Did you start using it?
Via Star celebrates its first birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. By making fun of people.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday Morning Slam debuts.
Oh, huge moment.
That was a huge moment.
Yeah, hey, I'm ranked 152,000.
Wow.
I don't even know if I get anything at that ranking.
I don't think so.
Let's see. If I get even, like...
You must. I think if you're ranked, you get something.
Like a briefcase that's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I get a, looks like a 150,000. Oh, that's not bad.
A common card.
Yeah. It's a super rare, be a super rare, Dean Ambrose.
I see.
Sounds like that.
Well, the thing is, with, Saturday Morning Slam, it brought us the Dazzler.
That's true. The Dazzler, Daniel Bryan.
And
that's, the gimmick that he was almost, I would say, trying out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it had that incredible match with him and Tyson Kidd.
Yo, Tyson Kidd was the star of that show. I remember Kidd and Gabriel against the Usos.
Yeah.
Had a great match.
The thing about the Saturday Morning Slam is, if you never did see it and weren't familiar with it, it was because it was on Saturday mornings.
And they also slammed.
But they, in a way, they almost did. Like, they had to wrestle in a different way. Not it had a very kid focused thing, but it was fun, and the backstage segments were fun. You saw a lot of people who didn't normally get a chance to be on TV, and a lot of good work that way, like
oh yeah,
kid and stuff. But the thing was, they couldn't do punches or kicks or anything, so they had to wrestle in a different way than what you normally see on the roster.
Yes,
because they couldn't do anything that was actually truly violent, because it was a Saturday morning kids TV show.
And
yet they're still having matches.
And then
it was really interesting to watch the work.
And they had that match with Cesaro. Daniel Bryan was on commentary, and they were talking about bears.
Yes.
And he did the bear hug, and like
Bryan and just freaked out.
The bear hug!
You didn't know that was coming.
No. The bear hug!
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, here's the year that Chris Jericho returned.
Oh, one of those.
Where, you know, this is the beginning of the end.
One of the returns.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
Where the end is near and all that stuff, and then Jericho came out. That's when he debuted the jacket. Yes.
That's right. He came out to the huge pop, and they didn't talk for like a year and a half.
That's right.
Pay-per-view live stream pre-show's debut.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a moment.
That is, well, it's common now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a moment.
What an obby.
The emergence of 3MB rocks the WWE Universe. And here they are against Brodus Clay.
Getting the shit kicked out of them.
Yes.
That sounds about right.
Yes. Drew McIntyre, Jinder Mahal, and the now still employed Heath Slater.
Yes. Momentarily.
Yes. Well, who else are they going to swerve?
Yeah, that's true. Literally. Him and Zack Ryder.
Rogue referee Brad Maddox costs Ryback World Wrestling Federation.
He's debuted a new name.
Yeah, I know.
A new gimmick.
I forget.
Not that there was anything wrong with the name Brad Maddox, except for that guy's in the lawsuit now. The Maddox guy. Remember that he
Yes, that's right. That guy. The mole or whatever.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, the surprise witness.
Yes, against Brad WWE, Maddox. Yeah.
But I think...
in real life.
The other part about it, and it's very similar to what we talked about with Okada and the Japanese, Brad Maddox is a loser. So just give him a new name.
Well, yeah.
Start him again, right?
This is something we've said they should do more, and they don't do often enough.
Is repackage
and know how to do it. Now, that said, and we do have to mention this, just because we got it wrong, specifically me here, actually.
Oh, yeah.
CJ Parker's, or CJP, as he was mentioned.
New Jack.
We talked about how he was retiring. He didn't retire. That gimmick is retired. He's Juice, I think, Robinson now?
Yeah. Juice Robinson. Juicer.
Yeah. So that's, and he is going to be in New Japan. And that's interesting because I don't know that he's necessarily a good fit there, so I hope he does well. He has got some talent.
I don't.
You don't hope he does well?
No. Poorly. D-Generation X reforms. Oh, yes, the whole
of all. There it is. That's what we're looking for.
Is when DX reforms?
No, fuck. Some actual moments that are, you know, interesting. That's, yeah, now I found one.
Yeah.
I found one. This, because this sucks.
What sucks?
New Day. No, Big Show and Sheamus brawl it out. Like, fuck, I can't do this anymore.
But that was great.
No.
It was a moment.
Oh, wait.
We're only on page 15.
Fuck me.
Edge gets inducted into the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame.
That was pretty great. I'll give him that.
Yep.
Yeah. And I was wrong. When I said I found something, I thought I didn't.
Oh.
I thought I found the top 10 times that Dudley's put somebody through a table.
Oh, no. I know. I thought that, too.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon names AJ Lee the general manager. Remember that? Great moment?
No. I remember that I put her on my TV a lot, and I got real sick of her real, real fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. The WWE app debuts.
Holy shit.
3 years ago.
Okay, I might actually have one here. I actually have one that's fun.
John Laurinaitis defeats John Cena at Over the Limit.
Oh, fuck. I'll start to remember this here. Yeah, I didn't like it.
What else happened?
Who the fuck?
Booker T.
Want something else, please?
Booker T is named SmackDown General Manager. Can you dig that, sucker?
I don't fucking win anymore.
Oh, quite a bit. CM Punk hits the GTS on The Rock. Isn't this the year we went to the Royal Rumble?
I don't know.
It's okay, only 32 more to go. Let's see here, what's next? Ryback signs a contract for his first WWE title match.
Oh, Christ.
Look at that.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to give you some options for one.
Okay.
You better turn this off.
Okay.
And then you'll type it in there and we'll find it, because that'll be easier.
But Mr. McMahon and the Superstar visit the troops overseas.
We have top 10 vehicular demolitions.
Okay.
Top 10 superstars who said, I quit.
Okay.
Oh, wait. These are all video lists. These are no fucking good to us. I think we should end the show.
The Rolling Stones team with the WWE to say farewell. It was perhaps the musical event of a generation. Seriously.
I'm struggling.
I don't even remember that happened.
Uh-huh.
Yet it was
didn't they used to have blogs and opinions on things? And
AJ Lee forms a love triangle with Brian Punk and Kane.
Oh.
We still
2012 watch, sucked ass.
John Cena rises above cancer with Susan G. Komen.
Most outrageous superstar pranks.
Oh, we've read that one already.
Did we? Because it's not a read, it's a video. Oh, John Cena's surprising returns. Oh, that would also suck.
Super SmackDown Live.
Remember the surprising
before?
Time he returned? He was in the front row after he was going to go home and spend time with his mom. And he was in the front row instead because he'd be fired. Remember that time? It was a surprising return.
Mm-hmm.
No, I remember that. John Cena never. Of course you do. It was Nexus. And it's fired. He's like, I've missed a lot of time. I'm going to go home now, be with my family. And the next week he's like, I'm wrong. He's never gone.
Remember they were going to do Juan Cena?
That's what they were doing on fucking house show.
Yeah.
It was Juan Cena. Because, yeah.
Yeah. Remember Super SmackDown Live? The official end of the brand extension.
Wow.
And it was hosted by the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart.
Okay.
Johnny Ace is fired as Raw General Manager.
I actually got one here. This is good. This is good. I don't even think this is one to watch. I think this is actually list. And this is one that actually I would like, and I think people would like. The Undertaker's 20 greatest rivals.
Okay, I'll write that.
Try and see if you can
find Undertaker greatest
rivals.
What the hell is going on?
Well, maybe it is a playlist. No, it looks like it's a playlist. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'll do it anyways. I'm going to play it over here.
Well, we could just be
anything to get away from that last thing.
What? Remember, this was 2 years ago. Okay, wait. There's Undertaker's 15 greatest rivals. It's not
that's the article. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Next, to number 15.
Okay. All right. Let's see who they have on this list.
John Laurinaitis.
Oh, I don't think he had one with him, actually.
Diesel.
That's fair. It was a good rivalry. About 15, I would say.
World Wrestling Federation.
Is there anybody? Let me just before we go too far.
Okay, wait.
Is there anybody?
Before we go too far?
We'll go too far.
I already said come.
Wow, The Undertaker faced him. See the dead man in action against unexpected opponents.
Like Shelton
Benjamin, Rey Mysterio, and Ken Shamrock.
Wow.
Okay, so before we go too long here, we're talking 15 greatest rivals. Is there anybody who's going to be on this list who's maybe not obvious, but you'll be pissed if they're not on there.
Kamala?
Okay, next. Go to number 14.
Kamala probably needs to be on the list as much as Kamala. Yeah, if you're going 15?
Fuck no. Fuck no.
14.
Who do you have as number one?
Kamala, I just told you.
Undertaker, Triple H, Mankind?
Mankind, yeah, it's going to be number one. And Shawn. Shawn will be up there, too.
And Triple H will be up there, too.
Yeah. Jack of the Snack.
And Kane will be up there.
Number 14 is Jack of the Snack.
Kane will be up there. That gives you an excuse to say...
Kamala?
Kane. Gives you an excuse to say...
Well, fuck Kane.
Yes, fuck yeah. Kane.
But fuck you, Kane, for taking Kamala's spot.
Okay, Jake the Snake, actually...
That's all right.
It's important because it's his turn.
It turned a babyface, exactly.
Yeah, that's the important, though.
And it's more important than Diesel. So, it's more important than Diesel.
I suppose.
Diesel was a short stop.
Yeah.
Kick him to WCW.
Diesel was also... Like Diesel, as far as where it was, it was literally the semi-main event of a WrestleMania
12, yes.
Yeah, whereas, you know, that was just a mid-card match. The one with Jake, right?
Yes.
King Kong or Big Show, okay.
Yeah, King Kong, Big Show.
It was going to be King Kong Bundy. I would be like, fuck.
No. Yeah, no. That might be too low.
No.
No, fuck. But the Big Show, yeah, okay. They've been tag team partners. They were put together pretty early. Yeah, I'm okay with that. So far,
yeah,
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it's all right.
Number 12, Vince McMahon. I guess so.
Look, to me, it's not a money feud, but they had, for several months, a pretty, and it was all SmackDown related, they had a pretty, long rivalry.
Oh, on that one, yeah, that was SmackDown related, they did, but they also, I mean, in terms of the Highway to Hell.
Yeah, that's true.
That was there. It was me, Austin! It was me, oh!
That's not a rivalry, they were on the same...
Well, yeah, but the swerve. But he still lit his teddy bear on fire. For fuck's sake.
That's true. This heartless bastard.
Cocksucker. Let's see.
Cocksucking, in fact, motherfucker.
Yokozuna. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a pretty good spot for Yokozuna, I think.
Yeah. I think Yokozuna is one of those guys who I would have been upset if he wasn't on the list.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, Yokozuna is the reason that you're going to be able to be buried.
Well, fuck off. I hate you.
Double I, double D. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're so clever. I hate you.
I hate you.
Oh, I hate you.
Batista.
I hate you.
Number three. Why do you hate Batista? He's a guardian of the galaxy.
Who'd he ever be? Oh, Thanos.
Who?
Never mind.
That is condition, this guy? Thanos?
Yeah, I think that's a hyperactive thyroid.
Yes.
No, it's Thanos.
Actually,
I would say Batista is not high enough on that list. Like, I think he's one of his five greatest rivals. As far as, like, just epic matches that were just four-star after four-star match that you didn't see coming and that really the crowd was into.
They had good matches. I would say he's one of his top five opponents. I wouldn't say
I suppose
he's
that's
top
a different
five
thing.
Rivalries.
But I think when he's one of the few guys to go over clean on Undertaker.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think you can consider him a top five rival. But certainly, either way, number 10's not high enough for me.
Out of 15, I could go 8.
Well, we'll see who else is on there.
Let's see.
Right now, I'd say he's not high enough.
Million-dollar corporation.
He needs to be ahead of the fucking million-dollar corporation. Million-dollar corporation, if they're going to be on there, should be like 14.
Yes.
15. Like, it should be below Diesel.
Yes. The million-dollar corporation, yeah. I don't even really... I guess he fought IRS at the Rumble, right? Didn't he?
was an IRS at the Rumble.
He fought IRS at the Rumble. He fought Kama. Kama stole and melted down his...
His urn into being a necklace. It was stupid.
And then Bundy at Mania.
Bundy at Mania. That was awful.
Yes.
Like, it was not... No. Yeah, he feuded with him. And you could even say the Faker. Faker Taker, right?
That's true.
Faker.
So, basically, though...
It happened for a long time. Doesn't make it good.
No, it was 1995.
Yeah.
And a million Raw matches against Tatanka.
Yeah, exactly.
No. It happened, but no.
You know what? I will give you that. I never thought of it from that perspective.
That it happened.
But it did happen.
It happened.
Edge was a good one, but he's not ahead of Batista.
No, I would say that's true. That's true.
Edge is number 8. That's fine, but not ahead of Batista. No good. No good.
Let's go to 7 now, and let's find out.
Let's go to 7.
Let's go to 7.
7 now.
Randy Orton.
Again, I think Randy Orton about 7, 8, that's fine, but not ahead of Batista again.
No.
He had a good rivalry, but not ahead of Batista.
Well, they had a couple. Didn't they fight twice at Mania?
Yeah, they had twice. I don't think two Manias, but they had two feuds, I think it's very similar.
Oh, but that wasn't that stupid one where Undertaker took possessed Josh Matthews? On SmackDown?
I don't know. All I know is the Mania match was pretty good. But Randy Orton at the time, this was the what was significant about this was the Randy Orton was the first guy to bring up he was at the time a babyface. And they didn't have anything for him and they wanted to make him a star. So they wanted to put him in, they're like, how do we do this? Well, The Undertaker's never been beaten, but it hadn't been played up yet. He was the first guy to go after the streak as almost like a prestige thing to try and break. And that turned him heel again. But then after that they had like another couple matches on pay-per-view, including the Hell in a Cell. And then a few years later they had another series of matches.
Yes.
So he's in the top 10. But that's what the significance of Randy Orton is. He's the first guy to have made the streak a significant
thing.
Thing to try and snap.
Yes. And my super card, Sting just beat Ric Flair.
Oh, you got a Sting. That's fucking cool.
No, I lost.
Oh.
I had Flair.
You have Flair, though. That's cool still. I don't have a Flair.
That was my old Survivor.
You know who I just used right here? I mean, I just used a pair of canes.
Oh, yeah? Fuck those cards.
Fuck your cane cards.
Fuck your game.
Fuck.
Number 6, Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter.
Okay, I have Hunter. I would have Hunter. I would actually have Hunter one above Batista at this point. I would have Batista and Hunter to me to flip back and forth. I'd probably go slightly Hunter.
Sounds right.
There's somebody we're missing. You mentioned Kane, mentioned Shawn, mentioned Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh, how we missed him.
Stunk, we didn't. We didn't really miss him, did you?
I suppose. I don't think of him as his top 5. Top 10? 12, probably 12 to 10.
No, I would say he's more than, because of the, if you go back to...
I know they faced each other all the time. In fact, Kevin Nash, as a joke, made fun of it at one point on a Nitro because they were facing each other in a million main events in a row.
Yes.
Like a Raw and pay-per-views and everything.
That all drew. And
that's the difference.
Yes.
As he's making fun of it.
And so that's where, I think number 5 is actually a perfect spot for him. Above, better than Batista, if that's now the new benchmark. He's definitely better than Batista.
Well, they were the main event of the greatest SummerSlam in history.
Well, and all the matches coming out of that. I suppose.
And
the two-man
again,
power
better,
trip,
better opponent? No. Better match, better rivalry? I suppose.
Yeah. Highest rating in Raw history?
I don't know that I have him against Triple H, but yeah.
Oh.
Mankind. I knew it. I knew
number
it.
4 skin.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, I think Kane might end up in number 1 here.
You got Fuck Kane, you got Shawn Michaels,
and
Giant Gonzalez.
Thinking Bundy.
No, we already had the Million Dollar Corporation. Bundy was mentioned in there. So
that's all together.
It's all inclusive.
You're right, that just leaves Great Khali.
Yes, Great Khali and Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Number 3 skin.
Three skin? Mankind is not high enough, by the way. Mankind should be number one or number two. Oh, that's a fuck up on our list. Yeah, Brock Lesnar. Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar should be up there. I would have Mankind ahead of him. I'd have Mankind at number one. I'd have Mankind number one, Shawn Michaels number two, if I'm doing the list. Mankind, Shawn Michaels, and then I probably go, myself, probably go Triple H number three.
That's true. I'm just looking at this.
That's the great Hell in a Cell match they had.
It was, but...
That it's hilarious they never bring this stuff up. This is part of the storyline. They could sell it, and they never bring up the biker chain match.
No.
Almost none of this stuff.
Well, that's because he's the biker taker.
I suppose that's why.
That's why. Yeah. But the one thing that I didn't know, and I couldn't remember because it was all the way back in whatever, 2002.
You can't remember 10 minutes ago.
What?
Go ahead. What were you saying about 2002?
2002? But no, the one thing I don't... They play it up, but you never know because it could be their revisionist bullshit. But Lesnar or Taker's never beaten Lesnar.
No,
so that wasn't played up enough. Because I thought
it's not revisionist bullshit. I don't think he ever has beat. I think he beat him by count out once.
Well, yeah, but I he's never pinned him. He's never done it. Yeah, okay, yeah. Here's Shawn Michaels. So number one will be Kane.
Fuck Kane.
Let's just see.
Yeah, number one is fucking Kane.
Yes, great.
No, it's.
See,
I told you,
Kamala.
Holy shit! Well, that's good. I like that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Number one is Kamala, and that honestly is Undertaker's best.
No, the Inferno match there that Kamala and Taker had.
Right, that was the match where Kamala saw fire for the first time.
That's right. That's right. So that's an interesting choice, but I agree with it.
You knew Kamala was going
yeah, it's not going to be Giant Gonzalez.
Well, no, I was just naming the names. Names that he put in.
I think that's it. I think we're done.
Did we forget anybody? Did they miss anything? What about Bret Hart?
No.
What about Mr. Hughes?
No. I think you put CM Punk in there.
Yeah, Punk can go in there. What about the Ultimate Warrior?
I think you could put, I think Hogan, definitely.
Yeah.
And when was this written?
2014.
Yeah, I think Hogan. I definitely would have Hogan in there. That to me is a big one. More than Warrior, even. I think Hogan. More than Bret Hart. Yeah, I think Hogan's the biggest one I can think of.
Yeah.
As far as guys.
As guys that have been started.
Yeah.
Well, fucking good, then, huh? Let's just see. There's no. So that's everything.
And Chronic.
Yes, Chronic and Stevie Richards.
Yeah.
For fucking whatchamacallit there? What do you know that
whatchamacallit?
Fuck.
Yeah. That I agree.
I understand.
Yeah, it's nothing personal. When we can't think of a word to say, we usually just replace whatever it was going to be with fuck.
Kane.
All right, let's get out of here.
No worries.
Wrap it up.
We should mention, too,
Twitter.
Could be Nia Jax, but there is talk right now of debuting Sister Abigail. We did not bring that up when we talked about our Wyatt clan. He's going to have Rowan there, too. So...
So it'd probably have to be who's going to play that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss?
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Paige would have made the best choice, but...
Probably, yeah.
You know.
But, you know, she's British. Not that we're going to hold that against her, but...
Apparently, this is their life stream. They're going country to country. And the Senate hearing coming up in this country in a couple weeks. This is what they want to do. I want to make the British chase Abigail, okay? They want the whole front of her box to be bushy. Because the problem is...
I think you're confusing the British with the French.
We just haven't noticed yet.
Okay, we're done. We're on Twitter, we're what?
We are on Twitter.
Where are we? Where can they reach us on Twitter?
It's at funny. Oh,
we talk
at We Talk Wrestling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's the name of this show?
Pizza by George.
It's We Talk Wrestling. Oh. So we're at We Talk Wrestling. It's funny how that fucking works. Coincidentally, the website is called Pizza by George. No, it's wetalkwrestling.com.
Huh.
Yeah. So you type it into the wide world web there. You go in, what you do is you go www.
Uh-huh.
Or actually, I think you go HTTP.
What? I don't have to.
But anyways, We Talk Wrestling. We're also on Facebook. What are we there?
We are, what is that, facebook.com?
/
Mm-hmm. Great member of Guns N' Roses.
We Talk Wrestling.
Yes.
Of course, if you're, say you're somebody who wants to listen to us, via
the internet?
No, through your mobile device.
Oh, go to Show Me.
You can go to Stitcher and subscribe to us there.
Yes, that's true.
Or you could just use TuneIn Radio app.
Yes, yes.
Perhaps you have iTunes. I don't know if you heard of this iTunes. I think it's got a future.
YouTube,
except that it doesn't.
YouTube,
but WeTunes.
iTunes.
We Talk Wrestling. WeTunes.
Oh, yes,
and so therefore. You can go to that place, though.
Yeah.
And you know, become one of the thousands listening to us via iTunes.
Yes.
That'd be cool.
Although that really is very 2012.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking 2012.
Fucking John Laurinaitis, Booker T, Tout, fucking 2012.
And we are on Tout. What's our Tout address
for that? Wrestling.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah. You just go to Tout and you put in We Talk Wrestling and you'll hear that we call WWE cocksuckers.
That was the only one. I hate cocksuckers. Tout this. I think that was your lone tout ever sent out.
Yes,
to them.
The only thing we sent it out.
And then we were disappointed they didn't put that one on the air.
I know.
Yeah.
Proving that they're cocksuckers.
And anything else?
Did you know?
Did we forget something?
I did learn something yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
On the way home from work.
I got a story.
On my way home from work, I learned. It's you know conservation officers?
No. Nope.
Alberta conservation officers?
Never heard of them.
They're basically like park rangers.
Oh, are they park rangers?
Alberta conservation officers.
Okay. It's fucking hot in here. Yeah. Can you hurry it up?
They can give speeding tickets.
What?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know. These guys home.
To those birds that are traveling too fast?
No, to people.
Good, what?
Good people.
Good people?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Like so you and me. Well, me.
Well, the people in the front row with Ralphus.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're good people.
But, I answered the question.
They're good people.
I answered two questions
yesterday.
The answer to the question, can Alberta conservation officers give speeding tickets? The answer is yes.
Oh. Did you ask them, can you fucking do this?
Yeah. Who are you? Do you know who I am? Do you know the show I'm on?
Are you not a We Talk Wrestling listener?
And I also learned.
Yeah. I use my We Talk Wrestling celebrity usually to get free tickets to shows, meals, out of speeding tickets.
Well, that's a soup kitchen.
Oh. You're saying?
The answer to the question, how much does it cost if you go 100 on Bull Bottom Trail?
Oh, a million?
What?
A lot. You're fucking going fast. I go about 70 in that 60 zone.
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes to 50. What? How fast were you going?
100.
And how much money is that?
$357.
Wow.
Yeah, the best part was that I was behind this conservation officer,
uh-huh.
and I whipped past him to speed because I thought, this is just a fucking park ranger.
Oh, you idiot.
Turns out, it's not just a fucking country.
You fucking dolt. So I was at this golf event. I don't know if I mentioned this to you. I think I did.
You did.
Well, I think I better just...
in the meantime...
Oh. I was at this golfing event, and
mm-hmm.
it was put on by my work.
Right.
So we got to go for free, and got like free meals and all that stuff. We had to get shipped in, though.
We had to
get
bussed in.
Because there was like no parking, so they had to bus us in. So I'm sitting with the guy as we're leaving, and he looks over and he goes, "Oh, because this empty field." He goes, "Yeah, I think that's where all the golf pros probably practice before they round." said, oh, I never thought about that before. They practice to get ready before they get out there. How long do you think that takes them? He said, oh, about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it figures. So you met Greg the Hammer Valentine?
Just to get warm. The funny thing is, I said that to him. I said, just to get warmed up. And for once, it was actually fucking true.
Yeah.
They take 45 minutes just to get warmed up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. It was interesting, though, that some of the golf pros, in order to counter the effects, were wearing knee braces on backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's right. One was Hammer. Another one was Darwin.
Jammer.
The Jammer. Hammer Jammer. Yeah,
Hammer Jammer.
And the other thing is my New Japan World account.
Oh, yes, yes.
I had this, New Japan had this this thing on here. I'm just going to see if I can find this. Probably can't.
I could go and find it pretty quick on the Twitter machine.
On the Twitter machine?
There it is.
Okay. Right on the Twitter machine. So I go onto my New Japan account, and I get English translation. Because I don't speak Japanese. I speak English.
Well,
not well.
Not well.
Listen to the show.
It's true.
But so I see the English translation. And up top, it says August 1st, 2015, Tokyo Joan. You can see this on...
since August 11th.
You'll probably retweet this so people can see this on our Twitter machine.
Oh.
How can we talk wrestling? So August 11th and all this different stuff. And then at the bottom is the columns and articles. And
yes.
In there it says, series tonight, O'clock fucking, Cork and Hall. And next to that it says... New series tonight, O'Clock fucking, Cork and Hall. This is what...
Then the next one says, Nagata's back.
This is an actual translation, English translation on New Japan World. Let us know that tonight at the arena, some fucking...
There's going to be some fucking...
Some fucking, some O'Clock fucking, in case you're interested.
Yeah.
Which, that'll put their subscriptions through the roof.
Yes.
And so if you want to see that picture, it's awesome. It's on the Twitter.
O'Clock fucking.
Yeah.
And,
I'm at Mo underscore we talk, in case you care.
It's nobody.
Nobody got my name.
Nobody does.
Oh, fuck.
Nobody does. But there's some O'Clock fucking. I retweeted it so everybody can see the O'Clock.
On your Twitter that you're... Hooked up to our at We Talk Wrestling Twitter.
Yes, at We Talk Wrestling.
How many followers we got now?
9,800, I think.
Oh, fuck, I'm getting for 1,000. Well, that tweet will really do it.
We have to get to 1,000.
10,000, I mean, you have to add 1,000. And that way we'll get to 10,000.
9,816.
It's really hot in here, I'm dying. Can we end the show now?
Why? But yeah, I think that's going to do it for yet another edition here because, you know, Mo's a baby. And we have no more wrestling to talk, so that really helps.
So that is sort of what we do.
Yeah. What do we do?
Talk golf.
Golf. Well, we just did. Mm-hmm. It turns out to take some 45 minutes.
Just to get warmed up.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I understand that the next year's tournament is going to be the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
The winner will win the coveted Samovar Trophy.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
All right. So that's going to do it for yet another fantastic, and might I say, fantastic episode.
And informative.
Yes, you're welcome, people. So it's my PayPal account is where you can send money for liking the show. Right? So I'm talking to you.
Oh. I was just wondering myself, have you been collecting a lot of money on the show? And if so, how much have you gotten? Have you been doing this for a while?
Why, what?
Shouldn't I get half? Huh?
Huh? We gotta go. In the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, are we off air?
Of course.
Hey, none of the show's over. You wanna stick around and watch some TV with you or something?
Just go home.